Okay. Tom, if you would, tell me your name, company, and where you're from.
Tom McGraw, Midwest Independent Soil Samplers is the company. I'm from Minnesota. We have a multi-state business in the Corn Belt primarily, but not exclusively west of the Mississippi.
All right. Well, we're here at this Info Ag Conference talking about precision ag, which is a pretty broad term these days. It's becoming broader. Tell me a little bit about how your company is involved in this area of precision ag.
Well, we started out the company doing a little bit of crop monitoring, and then we got into doing soil sampling. This was pre-GPS, pre-field computers, and all that sort of stuff. Actually, precision sampling isn't all that new. 1929, Purdue University started grid sampling. A fellow told me about it, and I'd been across enough land, and yeah, the crop changes. I mean, you can see that even before yield monitors. What does that? Well, nutrients are part of the package of all of those changes that are out there. So we got to doing much more specific grid sampling. In fact, we've done millions of acres of grid sampling by now. That shows you the variability out there. So our company primarily collects data for precision ag. Soil sampling, yes, and of course with the new John Deere thing, another tool to use then with remote imagery to see again what are those changes in the field, what can be affected by inputs, using those inputs precisely for precision ag.
Well, I know that you're, I think what they call a value-added reseller of the, I guess, OptiGrow product through their agri-services division. What is that providing you that's useful, and how is that useful to your customers?
Well, Chuck, well, first of all, imagery has been around a long time. I mean, we've had satellite imagery, and I've leaned out the side of an airplane with a 35-millimeter camera all years ago, and most of it's not been any good. There's been a struggle for 20 years to find out how do we use imagery. When John Deere first came up with it, I figured, yeah, been there, done that. But I knew a couple of guys in the division, and so we did spend some time showing these to our customers. Then we took some pictures on a program that we had, and the stuff just popped my eyes. At that 1 meter imagery, in fact, other than nitrogen management, you can just see a ton of stuff that's out there. Just I couldn't believe how the other things showed up in their compaction or biomass management, what comes out of the back of the combine, how good of a spreaders we got back, and all of that evidence is out in the field. And of course, John Deere's promoting this from the nitrogen management standpoint. And anybody listening here can't see the color of my hair, but believe me, it's white. And it's white because I've been trying to manage nitrogen my whole career, which will drive you mad. But there is a system now that with imagery that you can see where to dry year, wet year, what do you put on. Where is that crop in a position of what nitrogen needs at waist high corn, road closure corn? When you've got time to go out there and add in nitrogen if needed. And I tell you, at $4 corn, Chuck, you better be doggone sure that you got out there what that crop needs.
So ordering these snapshots of your field, not only for nitrogen, but like you said, even there's other things you might be able to use those very helpful.
Absolutely. When my company started doing crop monitoring, I can guarantee you, if I was going to go back to crop monitor again, I would not do without imagery. Absolutely, without question.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Tom. I know you've got another commitment here. Really appreciate you being with us here at the Info Ag Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.